Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. Talk about what's going on with the Red Sox. They look like they're in a pretty good position. Also, the Revs have a big game tonight, but there's a little bit of drama about their uniforms. Let's see. Also on the show today, we're going to hear a funny story of how Kennedy was doing a celebrity interview and then forgot to hit the record button. And she had to ask the celebrity to come back to re-record the interview. And then producer Dan's girlfriend is going to talk to us from the waiting room as she prepares for weight loss surgery. And here's the headline from Julian McWilliams in the Boston Globe, Kennedy. Xander Bogaerts powered Red Sox to sixth straight win.
Let's go, boys!
The Red Sox inch closer to making the postseason a reality with a large crowd of Mets fans tucked away at Fenway Park in the right field grandstands. The Red Sox drowned out the sounds of the New York faithful, whose team's playoff chances are all but zero. The Red Sox beat the Mets 6-3 Tuesday night to keep their 1.5-game lead over the Blue Jays for the top wild card spot. They'll play the Mets again tonight, and then the Yankees come to town for three games, which
Sometimes
is pretty good.
Downturn. We're back.
Just a heads up too, the Revs play tonight at 8 o'clock. I think it's Chicago that they play. Chicago is at the bottom of the playoff thing. The Revs are at the top. What's interesting though is yesterday they released the new FIFA soccer game. And in the FIFA soccer game, the Revolution were wearing a different uniform. And apparently that news was not out there yet. And now the MLS is like everything's been deleted, retracted. Tweets have been deleted.
In other words, they were going to like update their logo, but the game put it out first.
Yes. And Oopsies. They didn't tell the fans. And the fans are pissed because I love their logo. They call it the crayon logo, which is that flag,
like flag
that has like the five stripes.
Yeah.
It's a really good logo.
They're one of the original teams from the league of MLS. And they're the only team in the league that hasn't changed their logo since the league began in the 90s.
Right. And so when this came out in the FIFA video game that, you know, they had this new logo and now fans started to put two and two together. You can't find jerseys at online anywhere. You know, it's hard to buy them. And they say it's because there's a new jersey coming for the Revs. So I don't know. Maybe there will be a revolt over jerseys.
It happens. You know what I mean?
It doesn't always have to, though.
Coca-Cola has changed their logo, for crying out loud. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pepsi has.
That's true.
Taco Bell has. McDonald's. It happens.
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and
such
Kennedy's
a voice of
Good
reason.
Vibe
I
Tribe.
I know, I'll stop.
In this world,
how dare they?
Serious news reports on people doing stupid things. Yeah. We say every little thing is going to be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
We always love to hear your Good Vibe Tribe stories. Drop me a text at 617-931-1234 if there's someone you know that should be featured in the Good Vibe Tribe. Military service members who were discharged under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy will finally be eligible for all Veteran Affairs benefits.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that was just such a ridiculous thing that was happening at the time. I was in the military when that happened.
Yep.
And a lot of people were forced out of the military if they opened their mouths about
it was awful
who they were.
It was absolutely awful.
I can't believe that that's so part of our history.
Yeah, so the fact that these men and women are now eligible for all their benefits, I think it's spectacular. Are you excited now that we're entering fall, or are you sad that we're leaving summer? According to a new poll, summer has a bigger fan base. 33% of people said summer is their favorite season. That used to be, Annie. Followed by 22% who chose spring. Fall wasn't too far behind with 19%. Those are the Annie's people. Only 7% of people said they like winter best, while 18% say they don't know or they don't have a favorite season. What is? How do you not have a favorite season?
7% of people are lunatics if they like winter in New England.
That's crazy.
It's so weird, right? There were big differences among age groups. Gen Z preferred winter to spring, while 65 and over, they were the opposite. They love spring over winter. Gen Z loves winter over spring.
Is that the ticky-talkies?
Yes.
Yeah. It's because they're inside making their ticky-talkies.
They all live in the South, too.
Yeah, that's true.
That would help.
Winter day.
Winter is a lovely 2 weeks.
I love fall, though. It's spooky season, haunted houses and hoodies. Let's go.
Let's go, Dan.
Have you ever been in a restaurant and watched your parent or grandparent whip out their change purse to leave a tip? Well, they set out to determine recently how each generation feels about tipping. What do you think? You think younger people or older people are more likely to tip more?
Younger people.
I feel like we've heard this study 4 times and there's 4 different answers.
Right.
Younger people are absolutely more likely to tip.
So it was like that for a very long time. But nowadays, it seems that older people are actually tipping more. Roughly half of all Americans believe the standard restaurant tip should be between 16 and 20% of the total bill. A majority of baby boomers, 55% tip in that range, compared with only 46% of Generation X and just 38% of millennials. All of that said, the people who tip the most on the high end are young people. 7% of millennials say their base tip is more than 20%. So that's what happens is the young people will tip a lot more when they decide to tip.
I have a lot of friends who are servers who would patently disagree with that survey.
Oh, yeah? What do they say?
That older people are the worst tippers.
Oh, really?
By leaps and bounds.
Carson, you would like fight each other for not to have a table filled with older folks.
Oh, really?
I mean, this was, you know,
30 years.
No,
it's still true.
Sure, right.
Still.
I got you. And what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio, Kennedy?
Okay, so sometimes you got to turn a negative into a positive.
You sure do.
Like, for example, let's just say you're sitting at home and your neighbor calls and says, yo, your house is on fire. Come on out. But you were planning to do something very big with the ring and your girlfriend.
Call 911. Grab the phone in my house and call 911. Quick. There's a fire.
Guys, you got to come home.
There's a fire on your porch. Your porch is on fire.
Memphis is in there. Can you go get... Open up the garage door.
Okay.
We're going to get through this as fiancé or more. And it's just a house. It's our house, but we'll have another one. So, what do you think?
When I tell you the picture of him, the house is burning down and he is down on one knee and proposing.
Oh.
That's just... I get what he's doing, but as a woman... How would you feel about being proposed to while all your worldly possessions are being engulfed
in
flame?
I'd be like, can we just wait?
I think now, Gerald.
I think it would put everything in perspective, maybe, and you know what's important.
Right.
His name is Sean Matthews. His girlfriend is Kelly Stanley. They're from North Carolina. They went out to dinner, and while they were out, the house burned down, as you just heard. He had the engagement ring inside, so when it was safe, he went in, he found the ring, and then he proposed to her right there in the driveway. She did say yes, by the way.
She's wearing like a cute hat. It's an Instagrammable moment. That much is certain.
There was one other story I wanted to share, Kennedy. A father, daughter, they are heroes in Ann Arbor, Michigan. On Saturday night, they were driving back from dinner when they saw a massive house fire. Apparently, it had just started as they were driving by. A witness said someone was inside. So the father, Michael Harvey, ran inside. He's a former firefighter. He found the someone on the ground. They were able to drag this person out. Thankfully, the guy was the only person inside. Now, Michael's daughter, she is a fourth-year med student, and she immediately began getting the man's vitals, performed a trauma survey. EMS showed up. They saved the man's life. Unfortunately, the home was destroyed. But the fact that here they are just driving by
around.
And to see a house fire and go, hey, I should run into this house fire to see if anybody is in there. It's incredible, right? All right, let's try it.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Mix 104.1, it's Carson and Kennedy, and Annie is here.
Hi.
Defender of all things fall.
Why are you starting with me today? I'm trying to have a good day, okay?
Is this starting with you?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a thin line.
Do you today?
Thin line.
Okay. And producer Dan?
Yes.
Are you all right?
I was in the middle of a sip of coffee. I didn't know you were coming this way.
I like to keep everybody on their toes. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I've been talking to you about this alleged Netflix documentary about Britney Spears for 150 years.
Seems like it.
However, it looks like it's really happening. Yay. Yesterday on Instagram, Netflix released a teaser for the trailer.
irritates me. This, I don't even get it. You want to talk about getting irritated?
Well, I blame Taylor Swift. I feel like she started the teaser of the trailer of the song.
The trailer is the teaser.
No, a teaser is shorter than the trailer.
It has become big money on YouTube, these teaser trailers getting hundreds of millions of views. It's dumb.
So basically what you're about to hear is Britney leaving a message for an attorney in 2009. If you were way in deep like I am, you've heard it before, but most people I don't think have, and it is chilling.
Hi, my name's Britney Spears. I called you earlier, but I'm calling again because I just wanted to make sure that we're in the process of ending the conservatorship.
So she's saying, I just want to make sure that you heard what I've said about the conservatorship.
So what is going to be the difference between this and what we already saw with the, was it the New York Times that released a documentary?
Freeing Britney.
Right.
Yeah, this will, this didn't start getting produced until I think after that one.
When they saw, people want this content, so we're going to make one. Does it feel like a money grab by Netflix?
I think the New York Times one was way more about how the media treated Britney.
Correct.
This seems like it's
more
her story.
This is about the conservatorship.
Yes.
And so you can say whatever you want about the money grab. Anything that's going to bring attention to it, I think, is important.
Yeah. Right.
So the trailer is supposed to drop today, like we had talked about. And it looks like the documentary itself will drop on the 28th. Britney Spears, of course, goes to court on the 29th.
Yes.
It is being directed by Aaron Lee Carr. It's been underway for more than a year. It will center around the highly unusual conservatorship. It's going to feature key figures in Britney's orbit. I don't think in any way, shape, or fashion Britney will be a part of it. Being as she was,
right.
You know, not allowed to speak to anybody until
sure.
a month and a half ago. So, either way, I will be watching. Some sad news from the Sex and the City universe. Willie Garson has passed away. He was only 57 years old. He reportedly had cancer, but it wasn't clear that that caused his death. His son Nathan confirmed the news on his Instagram page, saying, "I love you so much, Papa." Nathan said, next to a series of photos of his late father, "I'm so glad you got to share all of your adventures with me, and we were able to accomplish so much." He has 170 acting credits to his name, but he was best known for playing Stanford, a gay socialite who was Carrie Bradshaw's bestie on Sex and the City. He was in 27 episodes of the show and in both movies, and he has shot scenes for And Just Like That, the revival series for mm-hmm. HBO Max. So here is a clip of Willie talking about how excited he was about the reboot.
I read some scripts, terrific, but it didn't hit me until I was in wardrobe, and it was like literally stepping into the shoes again. I probably was wearing about $200,000 worth of clothing yesterday. And it was like right away, it's like, oh, this is us. Here we are.
He had kind of an interesting life. He sort of, like I said, he was in a whole bunch of different things, sort of, you know, as that actor, you know, his face, that guy from that thing with that place.
There's a lot of character actors
and,
like that.
Yeah. And he had adopted his son, Nathan, the one of which I spoke earlier, when he was 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He adopted Nathan. Nathan was seven and Willie was 40. He was single. He always knew he wanted to have a kid, and mm-hmm. that's what he did. So
that's awesome.
And I'm going to end this morning with some Lil Nas X goodness for you.
Yes,
BBC's
Kennedy.
Radio 1 Live Lounge had a little concert with Lil Nas X where he performed some of his songs and then decided to sing Jolene.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Wow.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Don't take him just because you can.
Go watch this performance. I don't care what you got planned today. Go watch it.
He's only 22 years old. I can only imagine how great he's going to sound, say, like 5 years from now.
And the sound that they produce at the BBC Radio 1, those performances
they
do are elite.
Almost as good as the Mix Lounge.
Yeah, not as good, but
not
very close.
Plus, I just think the glass ceilings that he's already broken.
100%.
The doors that he has opened for young people, regardless of whatever sex they want to have, is going to be something that we look back upon.
And not that it matters what I think. I was listening to that album, Kennedy. It's a great album.
It's
it
so
really
good.
Is. There's a lot of good songs on that album.
It really is. It's great.
My only complaint is his songs are so short.
Yeah, but he...
like 2 minutes.
That's like music
I know.
Now, you know?
I want a little more substance. Get me to 4 minutes.
Yeah, but the lyrics are the substance.
I know.
I mean, he's pouring his heart out.
I know.
Am I dreaming with Miley Cyrus? Are you kidding me? I sobbed. Please.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
It is okay to not be okay. That is the highlight here. Odyssey, our parent company, how you can listen to us streaming on the app, all that sort of stuff is Odyssey. So we're hosting an event Thursday. Our company does this every year. It goes from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And what's going to happen is you're going to hear a bunch of celebrities, a bunch of specialists talking about mental health. It is a 365-day-a-year initiative that Odyssey is involved with. And know that if you are having a tough time, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is available 24 hours a day, 800-273-8255. Or in crisis, you can text the word TALK to the number 741741. And Kennedy, you are deeply involved with the event again this year.
Yeah, so they've been doing this for 5 years now.
I think so.
And, you know, it started very small, and now it's a 365-day thing. There's a whole page. If you go to Odyssey, you know, to our website, you can click on the I'm Listening. Mm-hmm. It's there. It's great. And I wanted to be a bigger part of it because, obviously, mental health is a big thing for me. And if I can help just, you know, if you can help a person, then they're all in it together.
Absolutely.
So I literally, you know, just dive-bombed the guy's email who runs the thing for like 2 years ago, saying, I want to be a part of it. How can I be a part of it?
Sure.
And then last year, our boss, Sal, said, why don't you do a local hour here in Boston? You know, because it's a national show that runs for the 2 hours. Why don't you do a local show here in Boston? And so I was able to do that last year, and it was awesome. Dan was here with me in the studio. You know, we talked to lots of celebrities, but we also talked to you guys out there, and it was great. So one person that I really wanted to get, you know, last year was Jonathan Knight from New Kids on the Block.
Yes.
He has been very open about his struggles with panic disorder. Mm-hmm. You know, he talked about it on Oprah in 2001 when nobody knew what a panic disorder was. Like it was, you know, and I've just wanted to get him forever.
Yeah.
So this year I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Sal was finally able to connect us.
You got your white whale.
I kind of did.
Yeah.
And then there's a funny story in there about Sal that I don't know if I should tell, but I think I might. Well, he accidentally called him his brother's name when he sent the email. But in any event,
amazing.
We got past that. So yesterday was the day. I basically had Jonathan's email. It was just us back and forth. No record companies involved, no management. It was just the two of us, which is awesome. A very unusual thing.
And just to set the scene a little bit, in the middle of all of this, we have our normal jobs, normal lives.
Yes.
Kennedy and I actually recorded an interview with Lizzo yesterday, which we're going to be airing next week.
Yeah.
So Kennedy has interviews.
This was my fourth interview of the day.
Stacked up. She was kind of the celebrity. You know how the celebrity stacks up to do all the media in one day? Kennedy was doing that for all of these I'm Listening interviews.
The Kennedy press junket.
Yeah, yes. This was my fourth interview of the day, but the one I was most excited and nervous about. Mm-hmm. I just really wanted it to go well, especially because he's a local guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, I get situated in the house. I put my computer up on the thing with the lighting and the angles and all of it.
Right, you're doing a Zoom chat with
Jonathan. I'm doing a Zoom chat.
Right.
And I sit there and I get there really early, you know, just to get in the room, just to be ready. And I say to myself, should I push this button here to record it? I'm like, no, I'll do it when he gets there. So he gets there. We start the interview. We have a great conversation. And when I tell you, it was such a wonderful interview. And I walked away from it feeling so amazing. I was flying through the air.
What is Jonathan Knight doing these days? Where is he? What's he up to?
He's filming an HGTV show. He's heading into his second season of Farmhouse Fixer.
Right.
He lives on a farm here in Massachusetts.
Right.
So then I realize I walk away and I come back and I realize I had never pushed the record button.
Oh.
Kennedy.
Oh, Kennedy.
How big did the pit in your stomach grow?
I had put so much energy out. I didn't have a whole lot to be upset with, which was probably a good thing. So I just kind of went out on my porch, sat in the sun for a minute, and then I got in my car and I drove 2 minutes to Marina Bay to the Chanty. had a little beverage, some French fries, play the jukebox.
The shanty fixes all problems. It truly does.
Sent an email to Jonathan, and I said, so speaking of panic.
No, you did not.
Oh, the hell I didn't. I said, you're kind of not going to believe this, but the interview didn't record. It was completely my fault. I feel like an ass. And then I kind of went on to say, if we could recreate the magic. I know you're so busy. I know you're about to roll into filming. Mm-hmm. And if you can't, it's fine. Thanks anyway for taking the time and wanting to do this.
Right.
To which he said,
he responded to your email immediately?
Of course he did, because he's a good, solid, kind angel. He goes, ha 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 ha, love it. We can do it again. That was just our warm up. I'm free again tomorrow, back to filming on Thursday. He wanted to do the same time. And so I'll be interviewing him again this afternoon with the record button on. Carson, if you could please send me a reminder text at about 3:10 to push the record button.
Record button,
I would really appreciate it.
Hit the big red button.
I was trying to think if we've done this before.
Because you have your room together.
You're usually the one who's... I feel like it has happened before, but I couldn't remember a time where we forgot to
record. I have for sure done it when I record the interviews in here for you guys. I've forgotten to save it a bunch of times. Like, oh, by the way, that interview we did, I never saved it.
So the I'm Listening special is Thursday here on Mix and streaming on the Odyssey app. Yep. It is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Kennedy, will you be hosting the first hour or the second
hour? The first hour. So I'll be here from 6 until 7.
Right.
And in addition to Jonathan, I did an interview yesterday with NBC Boston's J.C. Monahan.
Right.
And if you haven't read the article she did in Boston Magazine about her depression, we're going to hear a little bit from like Alessia Cara, Elle King. It's going to be a time.
Right. And then the second hour is hosted by the other Carson, the lesser known, less famous Carson. Carson Daly will be hosting the second.
I call him Mr. Daly.
Carson with
Don't
a
even
C.
Use the first
Carson,
name.
Loser.
Mr. Daly.
But either way, it's full of a lot of good stuff. So I hope you guys will join me.
Right. If you want to find out more about it, go to mix1041.com or just go to, you can go to odyssey.com/I'm Listening. What do you have for the dirty coming up?
Okay, so that big, you know, we told you that Robert Kraft had hired the Rolling Stones to play a little party for him. Well, it happened on Monday night, and I have a little bit of audio from it, and I'll tell you who was there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
So a few weeks back, we had heard it tell that Robert Kraft had hired the Rolling Stones to play a private party he was going to have at Gillette Stadium. Well, that happened on Monday. It is their first gig since drummer Charlie Watts died. They kick off the U.S. tour Sunday in St. Louis. They played in front of an invite-only crowd of about 600 people. It was a 15-song set, including things like Let's Spend the Night Together, Under My Thumb, Gimme Shelter, Start Me Up, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Wow.
All the hits, Carson. And it's my understanding the encore was I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Oh.
Here is what Mick Jagger had to say about Charlie.
It's a bit of a poignant night for us. This is our first tour in 59 years that we've done without our lovely Charlie Watts. And we all miss Charlie so much. We miss him as a band, we miss him as friends, on and off the stage, and we've got so many memories of Charlie, and I'm sure some of you that have seen us before have got memories of Charlie as well. And I hope you will remember him like we do. So we'd like to dedicate this show to Charlie. So.
You know, when he passed because of COVID, they couldn't go back. You know, they couldn't be there for the funeral or anything like that. You can't go back. So I imagine that was pretty difficult. Would you like to know who was there?
Yes.
Who all was there?
Well, Mr. Kraft was, of course.
So was this in the practice facility or where was it exactly?
I don't know.
On the field?
Not there.
It sounded like it was inside. It didn't sound like it was outside to me.
I think it was in a tent. It was a tented type situation.
Oh, I gotcha.
So that you couldn't take pictures from above. You know what I'm saying?
Smart.
So Mr. Kraft was there. His girlfriend, Dr. Dana Bloomberg, was seen by his side. Governor Charlie Baker was there with his lovely wife, Lauren. J. Gal's band singer, Peter Wolf. Moderna co-founder, Noubar Ufayan. UFC guy, Dana White. Celtics owner, Rick Grossbeck and his wife.
It's a lot of money in that
Fanatic
room.
CEO and Philadelphia 76ers co-owner Michael Rubin. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute CEO Lori Glimcher. Big Nine Entertainment's Ed Kane. Davio's owner Steve DeFilippo. A laundry list of finance bros and Patriots linebacker Andre Tippett.
Wow.
You did have to show proof of vaccination to attend.
I'm going there tonight to a charity event with a group called Team Impact, and the Chainsmokers are playing at Gillette Stadium tonight.
Cool.
And I think that is on the field. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we just got the email, and it said the same thing. Like, you have to go through all the COVID protocol and get the paperwork filled out and show proof and all of that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I will let you know if I see any famous people there, Kennedy.
I mean, you don't have to do it for football games, but everything else, yes.
Yeah, of course.
Ariana Grande made her debut on
The Voice.
A coach on The Voice this week. And she then went on Kelly Clarkson's show so that they could sort of chat about it, you know, like, and then Kelly was asking, you know, what's sort of your favorite things? And Ariana, apparently there are rules in being a coach.
Yes.
And one of the rules is you can't talk to your team until the live episodes start, because these are pre-taped already.
Right.
So until the live episode starts, one of the things that's in your contract is that you cannot talk to your team. Well, oops.
I read some scripts.
Nope.
Terrific.
Oh, is it?
But it didn't hit me until...
Yeah, I have Dirty Six. Sorry about that, Kenny.
Well, I love them. I'm obsessed with my team. I talk to them all the time.
Oh, my God, your first team, too. It's like, yeah. You get so obsessed. You love them all, but like your first, it's like so exciting.
I've broken every rule in my contract. I talk to them all the time. I'm like DMing them. They're like, you're not supposed to do that. And I'm like...
I love that. She's like, I don't care. I want to chat with them.
Kelly says that she's like sending stuff to the hotel for her team, which you're not supposed to do.
Love. Love it. I love it.
Whoopsies.
As to what her favorite part of coaching has been so far, Ariana said that other than getting to know the coaches, it's been seeing the talent on the show, saying it's been a real special experience to be able to share some of what we've learned and been able to do in our lives with these artists that are just wanting to do the same thing. It's a special opportunity to share that with people. To be in that position is really interesting. I didn't know how I felt about her as coach, but I really think she's going to be great.
I was just going to say, she is perfect for this show. And mm-hmm. I felt the same way. I was like, I don't know. Like, is she too famous? But I think that, especially because she's younger, a little bit younger than the rest of them too, and just going through so much mm-hmm. of it, it would be like having Justin Bieber on it mm-hmm. too. You know what I mean? That can share so much of not even her voice and the technical terms, but also the psychology behind it all mm-hmm. and the mental
business.
Aspect.
Yeah.
Do any of the voice coaches do stuff with their team like after yes. the show?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
have
Kelly
they done
does.
Songs with yes. the executive produce an album or anything?
Yes. Kelly toured with Bryn Cartelli, who won The Voice a couple seasons ago.
And
they're
Blake has done
close.
Lots of stuff with his one. I mean, he
That's
wins
awesome.
Almost every year.
Right.
Yeah.
And Carson, I've prepared a love tape for you.
Okay. I'm ready for it, Kennedy.
So, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, coming to New York.
Oh,
so close.
They will attend the Global Citizen Live concert at Central Park on Saturday. They'll make their first joint public outing in months to continue their urgent work with world leaders in pursuit of the global vaccine equity to end the COVID-19 pandemic for everyone everywhere. They served as campaign chairs of Global Citizen's Vax Live concert, where he gave an impassioned speech about everyone in the world getting vaccinated. I don't know if you remember seeing mm-hmm. that the last time they did.
Right.
This year's event will feature performances by Coldplay, J-Lo, Lizzo, and more from Central Park's Great Lawn. And while they're in the area, Harry and Meghan are looking forward to a romantic fall with their friends in the Big Apple.
I love that.
A weekend away without the kids in the big city.
Yes.
So if anybody's going to New York and sees them, let us know.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
All right, we're about to jump on the phone with producer Dan's girlfriend Brittany, who is going in for weight loss surgery this morning. Brittany, good morning. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's the day.
Yay.
Hi, baby.
So bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I love it.
I have been awake since 2:30, buzzing.
Of course you have.
Now, what? Where are you right now?
I am in the lobby of Milford Regional Medical Center.
Oh, and how are you feeling?
I'm so excited. I had a 30-minute pep talk this morning with Mike Morgan, and I just feel like I could run through a wall. I'm so excited.
Did you sleep at all last night?
Not even 1 hour.
Yep, figured.
No, my alarm went off at 4, and she was just staring at me.
Are you up?
She's like, today's the day. We're doing this.
Do you have any nerves at all?
Last night I did. Last night I was a little anxious, but this morning I just woke up and honestly, 10 minutes with Mike Morgan and I'm like, yeah, this is great. I can do everything.
I think the two of you need to start a business after all this is over, just being motivational speakers.
Seriously.
TED Talks all day long.
Pep talk all day.
Babe, today's the day your life changes for the rest of your life.
I know. I'm so excited.
Is there anything you're looking forward to or the process once you get started?
So for me, so in the before times, I used to do triathlons a lot. And right now my body is not one that could do that easily. And I want to do a half Ironman more than anything in the world. And that is what I'm looking forward to.
So like what happens next in smaller steps? So when you get out of surgery today, what does the next week look like for you?
Yes. So the next 3 weeks, I am on basically a liquid diet. So protein, chicken broth, water for the next 3 weeks just to let my stomach heal. And then I move into like soft proteins. So I can have chicken salads and stuff.
So your boy's ordering a lot of takeout.
Yes, you are.
It's Carson and Kennedy. We're talking to producer Dan's girlfriend, Brittany, who's about to have weight loss surgery. I want to talk about specifically today. So you're going into surgery here in just a little bit. How long does that process take?
So I watched the surgery on YouTube. It's probably about 40 minutes.
No, you did not.
Why did you do that?
Because she's Brittany. Have you met her?
Brittany. We don't have to research that deeply sometimes.
No.
You can find anything on YouTube.
Yes, you can.
If you want to know what they're going to do to your belly, you know.
You can watch the whole surgery on YouTube. It's wild.
Oh, you killed me.
So I'll come out of surgery, and they have you start walking right away. So I'll be walking and doing laps around the nurse's station an hour after surgery.
I'll be there to walk with you.
Oh, I can't. It's so wholesome.
Brittany, I also want to say the last couple of days that our listeners have been constantly texting in, asking about you for updates and just generally giving you tons of support. I just wanted to pass their well wishes along to you.
Thank you so much. It has been a wild week. And just like reading all of the comments on Dan's Instagram, and he shows me the text messages that everyone sends in. Everyone is just so nice. You guys have the best listeners ever.
No, it's true.
We're very lucky.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you afterwards. Maybe we'll get an update in a couple of days. Let us know how you're feeling, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. And thank you for my stomach pillow.
You're welcome.
Brittany, I just want you to remember we can do hard things, okay?
We can do hard things.
Sending you all the positive energy and vibes. Love you.
Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.